Thank you, Ken. You've spoken about how many people tend to grow up and develop to a certain point, and then they become stuck. Are meditation and contemplation useful for getting people back on the path of growth and openness to different perspectives?
Yes, and for reasons that are not terribly well understood, individuals can transform fairly quickly until about age 20 or so. And then they just simply tend to stop. And whatever stage they're at when they're 20, 25, tends to be a stage that they will tend to remain at until they're 60 or older. And there have been a number of studies done on various types of activities to see if any of them could help move a person, get them growing again when they're adults. And if you take all of the ones that have been tried and you add up the overall amount of actual stage growth that was gotten using all of these techniques, the average amount of stage growth is 0.25%. In other words, all of these techniques, including psychoanalysis, including hatha, physical yoga, including most forms of psychotherapy, including a physical exercise, including any number of coaching and other practices, all of those have not been able to produce more than a fourth of one stage of growth, which is rather pathetic. But individuals practicing meditation twice a day for 4 years show an average of two full stages of growth. It's the only technique that's been demonstrated to grow human beings at adult levels. And the thing is that we needed to add these new discoveries about the other types of intelligences and skills and capacities and dimensions that human beings had that weren't known about when the great meditative traditions were first created. All of them are 2,000 years old. We didn't even learn to define a structure of consciousness, which means a particular level of consciousness, until about 100 years ago. That's why we simply don't find in any meditative system the world over maps of the levels of consciousness as we're talking about them, structures of consciousness in any meditative system the world over. It's just not there. On the other hand, if we look at Western models of growth and development, we don't find anything about state growth leading to enlightenment and awakening. So on the one hand, we're completely lacking an understanding of various levels and how important they are, because actually a level determines how you will interpret your state experiences. So on the one hand, we have systems, meditative systems, contemplative systems, that are brilliant at helping individuals grow through states. And we have terrific Western models that help individuals grow through structures or levels. Never in history have these two been put together. What we have found is that there are other types of practices that make meditation more effective. So one of them is shadow work, because meditation itself doesn't get at shadow material. In some cases, can make it worse. And so if you combine meditation with shadow work, and I'll give you one more quick one. This is reported by Mike Murphy. There's a test where a group of meditators were divided into two halves. And one half was given meditation plus weightlifting. The other group was given just meditation. Both groups practiced the same overall amount of time. Only one group is doing half meditation, half weightlifting. The other group is doing all meditation. The teachers aren't told which half is doing which. But at the end of 6 months and 9 months in a year, they grade the students on how well, how advanced they are in meditation. And virtually without exception, the people doing meditation and weightlifting score higher on the meditation score than people just meditating. So that's what we call cross-training, and that's what integral life practice does. So if you just right there, take meditation, add weightlifting, add shadow work, you're going to get a more effective meditation and a more effective transformation growth. And so that's one of the things that will best combine the techniques that we do have, even though some of them alone won't show transformation. When combined with others, they all actually accelerate each other. So athletes have known this in cross training for a long time. So most athletes now, without any exceptions at all, will cross train. So somebody playing football will also do yoga, do swimming, and weightlifting, and field work, because it increases their capacity. And so this cross training turns out to be really important for helping to increase transformational capacity. And yoga is good for two things. One, it's good, obviously for stretching the body. But most people forget that yoga, the way it was developed, was as part of an 8-step process to unified consciousness. And unfortunately, in the West, it's been reduced to nothing but a physical exercise. And I mean, that's fine, but it's a tragic loss of what the practice can actually do. And it's part of an increasing steps of concentration up to concentrating and then samadhi, unity of consciousness. That's almost never, ever talked about or used in the standard sort of yogic classes and yogic gyms and so on. And that's just unfortunate.